We can trust you.
Help.
Thanksgiving dinner. Who's the biggest eater on the squad?
Let's see. It's got to be Ambrose, and that's not just Thanksgiving. That's every dinner. He's the biggest eater. He goes for thirds.
Where are your heads at right now? You know, you've lost two real games in a row and an exhibition. You're going to be a long way from home this weekend. How are things?
You know, we got out of funk there. We just got to get back to, you know, what we were doing in the beginning of the season, playing Gopher hockey, and, you know, just realize that, you know, we're a family out here. I think we kind of lost that sense of togetherness, and, you know, that's what these past 2 weeks have been about, just getting back to enjoying being with one another and enjoying the game of hockey. So that's what we gotta, you know, really establish this upcoming week here.
What's the push been from the coaches this week?
Just work hard. You know, whether they've seen that or not, you know, that's something we just got to give. We got to give more effort, give better effort, and, you know, just give a better work ethic out in practice and games.
I think Don said that he didn't say anything after Friday's game. What's it like when a coach just kind of checks out like that after a game?
I mean, he really didn't need to. You know, we knew how we played, and you know, he just didn't need to say anything. He came in and told us to time practice tomorrow, and we're at the rink, and we just need to be ready to go.
What kind of message does that send, I guess, internally or to the group?
I guess just as a team, I think we need to be grounded, and we need to figure out, you know, where our best game is, and each individual player on this team needed to find a different level. And, you know, I think when that happened, he came in, just didn't say anything. I think maybe we all realized it a little more. You know, we need to fight better and just all around have a better, you know, overall work ethic.
Is that a time, too, when captains or guys in the room step up and, you know, make their voices heard?
Yeah, you know, not just captains, older guys, leaders of the team. You know, it's time for everyone to step up, get everything out on the table. You know, just talk to one another, and, you know, instead of bottling everything in, I think it was a good time for, you know, the team to have a, you know, just a talk with everyone, and just finally just, you know, what we're all feeling, and get everyone's opinions out on the table, like I said. So, you know, it's not just for captains, for older guys too.
It's kind of a measuring stick series. I mean, anytime you go play a Boston College, Boston University, you know, the powers out east, mm-hmm. you kind of measure up the Midwestern power against the Eastern.
Yeah, no, for sure.
We've all seen Miracle.
Yeah. you know, in the past 4 years, it's become a good rivalry. So, you know, it's always fun to play Boston. You know, they're a pretty big powerhouse throughout college hockey, and I like to think we consider ourselves the same thing, so it's always good when we match up against them too. So it'll be a fun game. It'll be a good test on the road.